Each and every year, the livestock section is just bustling with activity with our demonstration and seminars and our beef cattle seminars. You know, when we first started putting our program together, you know, cattle prices are at record highs right now. But at that same time, we're continuing to look for ways to optimize our input to maximize our return no matter what the market price is. So we're, you know, looking at our forage programs, looking at our cow health with a program called Critical Cow Care Checkup, where we're looking at body condition scoring. We have three producer speakers coming in, Billy Moss on Tuesday, Kevin Yon on Wednesday, Cal Watley on Thursday, kind of giving a producer perspective of how to continue to maintain optimum profitability, even in these high times of market prices, by controlling our input cost.
He said they also have demonstrations in the equine industry.
We've got Brian Summerall, a clinician, coming in. We've got Tracy Perryman, a barrel racer, coming in. They're doing five demos a day. And we have a Special Olympics kids coming in at noon each day, and they're near and dear to my heart and looking forward to having those kids take part. Then we've got the sheep and goat section. We've got the dairy section, the poultry, the alpacas, you know, and the list goes on and on. Having the Commissioner of Ag cow milking contest at 2:30 on Tuesday, October the 14th.
Blaylock said they will also have hay demonstrations and more during the 37th Annual Sunbelt Ag Expo, October 14th through 16th in Moultrie, Georgia. To learn more, go to their website at sunbeltexpo.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.